be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus says to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. Whenever we come to Mass, we say the Lord's Prayer. Hopefully, we say it from our hearts. I know there are times, especially when you're driving or something, you go into autopilot and you just kind of go down the road and your car sort of knows where to go. But we don't need to pray like that. Praying is from the heart, from the soul. We need to take time. We need to pause. We need to think about each and every word we are praying. And we need to forgive others. Not just today, not just tomorrow, not just when we feel like it, but all the time. And we don't need to forgive them because God says, "Hey, if you forgive them, I'll forgive you." Well, no, we need to forgive, period. Because that's the people we proclaim to be. Followers of Jesus, forgive. We don't hold a grudge. We don't go, "Well, I'm annoyed at him today. Maybe I'll forgive him tomorrow." We just need to let it go. Forgiveness is an important part of our life. I don't know if you've heard the story, but there are people that get angry. Anger is like drinking poison and expecting the person you're angry with to die. It doesn't work. The same thing is true when we don't forgive. So as we go forth today, forgive always. Forgive immediately. For that is what our Lord is asking us to do.